particular dam, not the Sardis dam. See, we got three dams in here.
Yeah.
We got Sardis dam and Aqua Butler dam, and we got another dam. What is it? Thought we had three dams.
You got a bunch of lakes around here.
Oh, yes. Fishing. Lots of fishing.
Well, with any other towns, with other towns of any size around here, any town?
Olive Branch, northeast, is the next. Well, now I reckon on north, South Haven now is larger. It has a larger population, but it's just buildings. They do have a whole lot of commercials too now, since it's new. Mm-hmm. We organized churches up there when they first bought the land to build houses. And Mississippi was dry and Tennessee was wet, and we was right on the line of Tennessee, you know. And we bought this store for the church, and people would stop there for whiskey. And we had Sunday school in there after we bought it. And they stopped there to buy, and one man came by and said, "I want a fifth." And I said, "Well, we got more than a fifth. Do you want it?"
Wait a minute now. Let me get this straight, Ms. Will. You said the church had a building and you were selling whiskey in it?
No. You see, the store was a whiskey store. But it's right on the border, and he could sell whiskey. I don't know why. They called it the Last Chance. And DeSoto County bought that, at least the Hernando, the association bought that land for a church. And that man didn't know it, you know. He just thought it was still selling whiskey, and he stopped to get him some whiskey.
By the way,
they have 1,000 and 800, 900, or something like that. Now, that's new. North of us. It's right on the border of
South Haven.
Right on this side of Whitehaven. It's called South Haven. And then Olive Branch is the next largest town. That's way over in the east. But DeSoto was more central. That's why they selected DeSoto for the county seat.
Did you do any... Now, when you were younger, did you travel any? Do you travel any now? Or where did you used to go, say, when you were young?
I went everywhere I had a chance to go. My husband and I went over for 45 years every February. We spent every February in Hot Springs and took the baths and went to the races for 45 years.
We took the
month of February.
What did you take with you, the bears?
No, we didn't take anything. We left everything here. All that we had.
You took the bears. You mean you didn't take anything?
Oh, we took the... Oh! Took the baths, yeah, we took the baths. We took the baths and went to the races. You know, they have races over there.
Yeah.
Horse races. Not, they have dog races a little farther over in West Memphis. But we went to the races. That was the most fun. I had more fun at those races. I bet, but I didn't bet. But
yeah.
Every horse, I picked the horse's names out by the name. And then when I could see them, you know, they came by and you'd pick them out. And I could tell when they stepped how they was going. I lost one race. And the horse ran into the fence and broke his leg that I was betting on. Every horse I bet on. One I bet on Deacon's Bench. And they had all kind of names. But I picked them by the way they walked and stepped. I've ridden in fast. I've ridden horses. Cows, we'd go to the pasture to get the cows up. We'd just get on the back and ride to the house. We broke all the horses, all the mules. Everything was to be broken. We